In July, we said the Rams were all in with one fragile assumption, that an MVP season built in the league's second cleanest pocket survives losing its right tackle to retirement and carrying a legal cloud over its left. Everything else, the league's best offense, Myles Garrett, the 13 personnel identity, we mostly co-signed. The bet was the pocket. Camp hasn't answered that question. What Camp has revealed instead is how deliberately this franchise is managing every valuable body it owns, and the schedule quirk forcing its hand. Start with the shape of the thing. The Rams wrapped training camp at Loyola Marymount on Thursday, August 6th, while most of the league is a week from its first preseason game, because the season opens in Melbourne, Australia against San Francisco, the league's first regular season game there, and the travel math bends everything before it. Inside that compressed camp, Athlon Sports coverage this week described the operating plan plainly. Matthew Stafford, entering his 18th season and turning 39 in February, practiced roughly every other day within the team's four-day blocks. Devontae Adams received scheduled rest days. Byron Young worked on a maintenance plan for a lingering knee. And Myles Garrett, the reigning Defensive Player of the Year, missed several consecutive practices with lower body soreness, absences Sean McVay publicly downplayed ahead of the Australia trip, per Kevin Parrish Jr.'s reporting at Athlon. None of these is an injury story by the Beat's account. Together, they're a philosophy story. A roster this old and this invested in one season is being handled like the asset it is. Albert Breer's read from his camp stop, relayed at SI, was that Stafford looks refreshed. When Stafford has practiced, the team's own observers, Stu Jackson and Zach Edwards at the team website, have charted the version July assumed, an unscripted period early in August where he led the first team through completions to Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, and a two-play sequence where Terrence Ferguson dropped a catchable ball and Stafford went straight back to him on the next snap for a completion on a slant. The second-year tight end's usage is worth watching all season in the league's heaviest three tight end offense. The left tackle file, for the record, Alaric Jackson has been practicing while managing medication for a recurring blood clot condition, per Athlon's camp coverage. With scheduled maintenance days built into each block, the team website logged one in every four-day cycle. That's a real answer to July's open question, if a provisional one, he's on the field. What the public reporting has not resolved is the right side, where Rob Havenstein's retirement left the one hole camp was supposed to name a starter for. And none of the coverage we can attribute has crowned one. We'd rather say that plainly than guess. The clearest actual competition of camp resolved in an unexpected direction. Ty Simpson, the 13th overall pick and the succession plan, is not winning the backup job. Parrish reported August 4th that Stetson Bennett has been outsnapping the rookie. On the day the team went unscripted, Bennett took every second team rep. And McVay has been effusive. "I have been so impressed with what Stetson Bennett has done and the growth that he's had. I can feel his teammates want to root for him." Jeremy Fowler at ESPN reported the resolution that makes it low stakes. The Rams plan to carry three quarterbacks, with Stafford and Simpson locks, and Bennett earning the third spot. Simpson, per Parrish, has flashed, but is still learning the playbook. In July, we called Simpson's snap count the quietest big variable on the roster. Camp's answer? Quieter still. The one that matters is the thing that didn't happen. No tackle emergency, no Stafford absence beyond the plan, no Garrett diagnosis worse than soreness, and also, no stress test. A camp this managed produces very little evidence about the question July asked, because the question was always about what happens when this offense meets a real pass rush behind a rebuilt right side. The first data point arrives in the strangest venue in league history, 14 time zones from SoFi, against the team whose own camp report this week is about its missing pass rusher. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged, and we mean that precisely, not as a hedge. The preview's range was built on an assumption camp was never going to test at these speeds. Nothing in 2 weeks moved the assumption in either direction. Jackson practicing is mildly reassuring, the unresolved right side is mildly not, and the wall-to-wall load management tells you the franchise agrees with our fragility read enough to act on it daily. What would change it? Who takes the first team right tackle reps in the preseason games, and whether Garrett is a full participant when the team resumes practice for Melbourne prep? Both are visible within the week. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.